WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The decision of how boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses in the College Station School District will change is still a month away.
Last night was the first time the entire College Station School Board discussed recommendations. To keep the meetings of the 37-member committee private, only 3 members could attend. One who could not attend, Jeff Harris, wants to know more about how the committee reached its decisions.
I would like to see some of the options that were at the end that led to those close votes and to get some kind of flavor for what actually transpired there.
Valerie Yokin was among board members talking about the trade-offs of keeping student populations at the high schools close enough to stay in the same UIL classification.
What becomes difficult is when the capacity of the two high schools are 600 people different, you know, then you kind of start deciding which one is the lesser of two evils.
The two evils being using all available space consolidated, which means different classifications, or building an addition at College Station High School. The board scheduled 3 meetings in the next 3 weeks to consider those and other issues that could modify the committee's recommendations. The board had no reaction to the committee's amended recommendation that would allow this year's freshmen to be grandfathered if they wanted to stay at their current high school. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council finished its work related to the fiscal year 2017 budget last night by adopting the tax rate in under 5 minutes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Absent from the 6-0 vote was Mike Sutherland, who, according to Al Sines, underwent surgery. Mayor Jason Bielinski is Scott's guest later this morning on the Infomaniacs. 2 more members of College Station Sigma Nu fraternity chapter have been arrested on drug charges following a party last month where a fellow member died. 21-year-old Thomas Emetiero of College Station and 20-year-old Aaron Spring of Missouri City are out of jail after posting bond. The arrests follow searches of their bedrooms at the fraternity house. According to the arrest reports, investigators found in Spring's room 8 types of drugs in varying quantities, along with a backpack containing $1 through $20 bills that totaled just over $1,000. Emetiero's room had 1 pill bottle containing prescription pills used to treat attention deficit disorder. Police have arrest warrants for 4 more Sigma Nu members wanted on drug charges following the death of Anton Gridnev. 2 employees of a Bryan Walgreens store received minor injuries dealing with a man who grabbed $45 out of the cash register last weekend. Police report the checkout clerk at 29th and Briarcrest store went to the hospital for treatment of an injured shoulder and rib cage. A co-worker did not require medical treatment as they and a customer tried to keep the suspect in the store. The Saturday night incident resulted in an arrest 1 hour later when the suspect was found inside the Raceway convenience store next to the post office. 49-year-old William Boone of Bryan remains in jail on charges of robbery and violating parole from an undisclosed prior conviction. Most of the money was recovered. The Madison County Sheriff's Office reports a rancher mowing his pasture discovered the decomposing remains of a 2 to 5-year-old girl. According to their Facebook page, tests are being done to determine the race of the victim. Preliminary autopsy results indicate the child had a medical history because a medical apparatus commonly used for tube feeding was found inside the body and there were signs of underdevelopment in the victim's skeletal frame. Sheriff Travis Neely told the Associated Press the remains were found inside a container and it was likely dumped several months ago. The information generated so far has been entered in a national database for missing children. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 74 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself, Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure continues to be quite strong in the atmosphere over the central United States, so that means lots of warm weather for us. All that sunshine that we'll see yet again today should push temperatures back up to 95 degrees. It'll be clear tonight, lows 70 to 75. Astronomically speaking, tomorrow's the first day of fall. Won't feel that way. Sunshine, highs 90 to 95. Partly sunny, maybe a thunderstorm Friday, and high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, after yesterday's weekly press conference, Zach Taylor will have your Aggie football report. In Major League Baseball, the Astros win again in Oakland, while Nomar Mazara and the Rangers beat the Angels. And in the NFL, despite limited participation in practice, looks like Jimmy Garoppolo will be the guy for the Pats when they take on the Texans tomorrow night. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did we have rain in the forecast yesterday?
I didn't think so. I didn't have rain in my forecast that I read, and it rained.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
got rain in my house.
Yep.
And lots of good thunder and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. But the sun stayed out the whole time, which was kind of quirky.
Very unusual. And again, it was a warm day, but this morning is really nice because it cooled down a little bit.
Well, yeah, really nice compared to yesterday.
That's true. So, again, and astronomically speaking, as you heard Rob say, hey, fall tomorrow, not what you'd expect. But
yeah,
that's okay.
I'll believe it when I feel it.
We'll take it for whatever we can get.
Go get a pumpkin spice and just have a day.
They're every place, aren't they?
Oh,
the pumpkins
are
all out there,
everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You know, they grow a lot of them in West Texas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because
good soil out there for pumpkins.
Because it's like it's a gourd, so it doesn't really take a whole lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can drive along the interstate out there and just see these fields that got their pumpkin patches right there. So,
yeah.
And then they load them up in old school buses. Oh no, those are watermelons. And they bring them in.
You never know.
Yeah, and the rest of here's the deal. I don't know what pumpkin farmers do the rest of the time.
I don't know.
They're pretty much just growing them for Halloween.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I mean, I think they.
How long does it take to grow a big pumpkin?
Yeah, I read somewhere that where they make they feed them to hogs.
Oh.
So
okay.
There. Yeah.
Well, and pumpkin, things still need to be made year round.
And
I guess
sure. Well, the pumpkin filling,
some stuff.
You gotta have that canned stuff. And but gosh, that means that pumpkins help make bacon. So that's pretty good. I mean, if you look at it like that.
That makes pumpkins super valuable, yeah.
I don't know. Pumpkins just make me happy, just the sight of them.
Well, it's okay now. You know,
right.
As you get close to Halloween, there's some pretty sad-looking pumpkins out there.
Why it's
important.
Picked-over pumpkins not pretty.
And you know, if you ask Kevin will tell you all about that. He apparently is a pumpkin artist.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, big time. He likes to get the X-Acto knives out and do all that.
But you don't see a whole lot of pumpkins in like April.
You don't.
No.
And that's when they're feeding them to the hogs.
Yeah.
So a 24-year-old Dallas man live streamed his encounter with police on Facebook Live and ended up getting hit with 11 charges.
Boosh.
Dominique Deschagreen was originally pulled over for failing to wear a seatbelt and failing to use his turn signal. God, could I give people a ticket all the time for not using a turn signal?
Right.
I know. That'd be nice.
If you'd have told me that you were going to turn in front of me, I'd have gone ahead and hit that. That's all another story. Anyway, so he apparently, when stopped, became quickly belligerent with police officers, claiming, quote, "They're just messing with me because I'm young, I'm black, and on the wrong side of the neighborhood," end quote. He began to live stream his encounter, feeling that he was suffering unfair treatment, and told officers that he refused to speak with them, despite insisting throughout the video that he had not committed a crime. He knocked the camera out of focus at one point during the stream, and according to police, stashed cocaine in the door of his car.
Oh.
Very nice. Made a Facebook Live mistake when he said, "I'm glad I didn't get out of the car. I got a pocket full of some kind of stuff."
Wow.
Yeah. Using the video, police then charged him. So they took his video, and basically he busted himself.
Right. If you're going to post a video, obviously trying to maybe get the police officers in trouble or just start, some type of argument out there on social media, you might not want to be guilty.
Yeah. Congratulations for telling the world your confession.
Well,
wow.
And again, he's 24, so he's off to a good start.
Yeah.
Fine.
Together, we got a lot of info.
Mission.
I'm going to capture this on video and be a star.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Everybody's
YouTube
gonna,
famous.
Yeah. Everybody's
yeah, you are.
Can they watch YouTube in jail?
I don't know. Hey, man, you see me as on YouTube.
What are you in here for? Oh, let me show you.
I'll show you.
Here, let me pull it up. Like it.
It happens in a Honda this ACL Fest. The biggest headliners this year are Hondas. Get a great deal on the redesigned 2016 Civic or the brand new 2016 HR-V. The 2016 Green SUV of the Year, according to Green Car Journal. Now, just because every other car brand has Honda Envy doesn't mean you have to. You can even drive a 2016 Accord named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 30 times with big savings. That's a sure fix for anyone's Honda Envy. Want ACL Fest tickets? While supplies last, visit any of your Central Texas Honda dealers and test drive. Drive a 2016 Fit to win one-day tickets or register for a chance to win the grand prize of three-day Honda hospitality tickets. Great deals on Hondas and free tickets. This ACL Fest, it happens in a Honda from your Central Texas Honda dealers. Check CentralTexasHondaDealers.com for details. Car and Driver January 2016. For more information, visit GreenCarJournal.com. No purchase necessary. Must be Texas resident 18 or older. Visit Honda at ACL.com for complete terms and details.
Texas loves Honda.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 6:17. It's the 21st of September.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the last day before fall gets here, and it'll be 100 degrees, so good for us. Day 265, got 101 of them to go. It's International Peace Day. Okay.
All right.
It's, you know, visualize world peace. Remember that?
We need it.
Yeah. World Gratitude Day. Okay, good luck with that.
So I have to be
Thanks.
Peaceful and thankful?
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah.
Oh.
Miniature golf day.
Okay, I can
All
do
right.
that.
Get through the windmill thing, you know, without the blade kicking the ball over there. And school backpack awareness day.
Okay, be
I'm aware.
I'm thinking every kid who has to tote one of those, you know,
yeah.
lean to one side because it weighs as much as they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
back problems, man.
Yeah,
they're aware.
All right, we got birthdays.
We got lots of birthdays. Alfonso Ribeiro is 45 today. That's Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice.
There.
Famous for the Carlton.
Yeah. Christian Serratos is 26. She's a Rosita on The Walking Dead.
Ah.
Jason Derulo is 27. He's a, you know, he's a singer
sure.
and everything.
Yeah.
Maggie Grace, 33. She was Liam Neeson's daughter in the Taken movies, and she was also from Lost.
Mm.
Nicole Richie is 35. Not hanging out with Paris Hilton anymore.
No.
Oasis singer Liam Gallagher is 44 today. Mm. Luke Wilson, 45. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, Owen Wilson's brother.
Yeah. Owen Wilson's brother.
He loves being.
Sorry.
That's okay.
And I like Luke Wilson a lot, but I had to, you know.
That's him.
He was in Idiocracy, which is, you know, now becoming a documentary as we watch it happen.
Okay.
Ricky Lake is 48.
Wow. Ricky. Wow. That was like the one trashy TV show I was allowed to watch growing up.
Is she still on TV? What is she doing now?
I don't think so. Well,
it said after 8 years off, she briefly had her own daytime talk show again.
Did she?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know. Apparently she tried to burn down someone's beach house or something.
Oh, yeah.
Know.
Sounds
wow.
like it. Okay.
That's Ricky Lake for
Busy
you.
Busy girl.
Yeah. Faith Hill is 49.
Yeah, all right.
Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Hines, 51 from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yes, yes.
She also married Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I did not know that.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Cecil Fielder is 53
okay.
from the Detroit Tigers. Let's see here. Dave Coulier, 57.
My.
From Full House.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. David James Elliott is 56 from JAG.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big one. Bill Murray.
Hey.
66 today.
What is he going to do for his birthday?
Something funny.
He's going to go bartend somewhere, probably.
Or something like
that. Stephen King is 69.
Oh, okay.
Don Felder, 69 also, Eagles guitarist and keyboardist.
Sure, sure.
And Jerry Bruckheimer is 73.
Wow. Bill Curtis used to be a CBS newsman. Now he's the announcer on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is a funny radio show. He's 76.
And I got an audio Daily Double for you here.
Hallelujah.
It's Leonard Cohen. You know who he is?
Uh-huh.
He's 82 years old.
Wow.
And that's pretty much how he sounds now. He's been singing for a long time. One of the strangest concerts I ever went to on a Halloween night in Austin.
Ooh, I bet.
Just to go, because he doesn't do any up-tempo music, He's pretty much a downer. But I figure he's one of those guys I figured I better go see him because he's not going to be around a long time. And that was about, 3 years ago. Like that.
It's funny you brought that up because Mr. Downs had a story about that yesterday. I don't know if he told you about it.
No.
But he saw something that had something to do with that song, and he saw some lyrics that he didn't recognize, and so he went back and he looked it up. Apparently, Leonard Cohen wrote like 84 verses to that song.
Yes.
And so, like, singers just pick and choose.
And it's been recorded a ton of times.
Yeah.
I'd probably safe to say there are probably 200 different artists that have done that. But it's
so he read all 84 verses yesterday.
Obviously, nothing to do. No donuts to get. He'd read everything he could about Star Trek.
Yep.
Oh, no. Star Wars. Oh, no. Yeah.
Whatever.
Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those star things.
One of those space thingies.
Time to move on, right?
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
CNN is at it again after editing out Hillary Clinton's references to bombing shortly after the New Jersey and New York City attacks to create a false distinction between the Democratic nominee and Donald Trump. The news network is now perpetuating more falsehoods, all in an attempt to paint Donald Trump in a negative light. Now, on Monday, after Donald Trump called for profiling tactics used by the Israelis in order to stop future terrorist attacks, CNN said the GOP nominee was calling for, quote, racial profiling, which simply is not true. In fact, Trump did not use the term racial profiling at all. I've got some advice for Jeff Zucker. Hey, maybe you should stop lying about Donald Trump, and maybe the public might just find CNN just a little bit more reliable, and maybe you won't fall behind MSNBC in the ratings.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall. One of them is window treatments to decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house looks so much better because we use Blinds.com for every room, and it has transformed our home. Just go to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. You'll get a 20% discount off their already low prices now through September the 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. See Blinds.com for details. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
Chances are, when you own a DeLorean, the Back to the Future references are endless. Everything from...
Hey, McFly!
To...
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Poor Nigel Mills, a 55-year-old DeLorean owner in Essex, England, was pulled over by police for speeding. How fast was he going?
88 miles per hour!
Not exactly. 89 miles per hour. 1 mile an hour over the speed Marty needed to achieve time travel in the iconic movie.
Whoa, this is heavy.
When it came time for Nigel to face the judge, he said, quote, I can honestly say I wasn't trying to time travel. Sure you weren't, buddy. He went on to explain that it was just early on a Sunday morning, it was an open road, and he wanted to see what the car could do. And get this, he won the case.
Great Scott!
Apparently, the prosecutors didn't have enough evidence to prove Nigel was going that fast. As if owning a DeLorean isn't evidence enough. Let's hope Nigel's learned his lesson and won't try this again in the future. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
R.C. Norton with Your Money Now. Lawyers for the family of JonBenet Ramsey say the family's considering suing TV network CBS for libel after the network aired a documentary suggesting the girl's brother, Burke, was responsible for her death. It's the 20th anniversary of the killing, which is still unsolved. The boy was 9 at the time. The theory is that he hit his sister in the head, not intending to kill her, and that his parents covered it up. The attorney calls the speculation revolting. The company that makes the chewy candy Skittles was drawn into the presidential race when Donald Trump Jr. tweeted a meme that compared refugees to a bowl of Skittles. The tweet ignited a firestorm of criticism. Wrigley, which makes Skittles, answered by tweeting that Skittles are candy, refugees are people, and said Trump Jr.'s analogy was inappropriate. Futures are pointing to a moderately higher open after stocks ended flat yesterday. The Federal Reserve announces its decision on whether to raise interest rates later today. That's Your Money Now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Good morning at 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. You may see a little bit of fog out there this morning in some low-lying areas simply because that rain came through and cooled things down considerably. Otherwise, we're going to have a high temperature today, about 94, 95, something like that. Winds will be out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, 72 will be our low temperature. Tomorrow, we'll be in the lower 90s. And clouds start rolling in, and that should help to knock the temperature down a little bit. There's a 30% chance of rain on Friday with a high of 90. And then Saturday, a 40% chance of rain, and Sunday, a 40% chance of rain. Looks like we probably won't even make 90 degrees on Sunday, so we'll see. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 3, 94% relative humidity, and it's 74.
Ever notice that being around a complainer can just suck the life right out of you? Well, that's not the only thing they do. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Attention men and women over the age of 50. If you have more than $200,000 saved for your retirement and are considering buying an annuity, I have some breaking news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you find out how to unlock a $1 million annuity protection at absolutely no cost to you. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income and minimize the risks associated with annuities from top annuity insiders has just been made public. This book exposes little-known secrets on how you can automatically trigger an exclusive, patent-pending $1 million annuity protection while growing your money potentially double digits. Listen carefully right now because we're about to offer you this free book that reveals little-known truths about how to get the highest guaranteed annuity rates with up to $1 million additional protection at no cost to you. Call 1-800-885-7744 to get your copy rushed to you today. Want the highest guaranteed income for your retirement? Want an additional $1 million annuity protection at no cost to you? Call 1-800-885-7744. That's 1-800-885-7744.
Our annuity professionals have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If there's a complainer or other negative person in your life, be careful.
The latest neuroscientific data shows that the brain works more like a muscle than we previously thought. So the more you repeat a behavior, the more you become that behavior. So if you surround yourself with a bunch of complainers, the more likely you are to become a complainer yourself.
Trevor Blake, author of the book, Three Simple Steps.
Studies out of Stanford show that if you expose yourself to 30 minutes of complaining every day, it does physical damage to the brain. It actually peels back the neurons in a part of the brain that we need for cognitive functioning, problem solving, and adapting to changing circumstances. Well, people previously know that if they're around a complainer, they feel the energy seeping out of them. Well, we now know why that is the case. It's complaining is doing physical damage.
It can work the other way. You can get complainers to stop. And he gives the example of his mother-in-law who came to visit.
And the first words out of her mouth are complaints about the food on the plane or the fact I drove too fast from the airport or the weather's not very nice. And my wife and I have learned over the years to just completely ignore that. Don't respond to it. Don't try and change the way she is. And 2 weeks into her visit, it's like an alien came in and replaced it with everybody's favorite granny. And this is now somebody who has incredible energy and just sees the good around her all the time. So the transformation is remarkable, but it happens because the brain hardwires into whatever stimulus it's getting.
Visit our all-new website at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is far from finalizing changes in the boundaries of 5th through 12th grade campuses.
After 2 hours of discussion last night, the board had more questions of administrators. That led to scheduling 3 special meetings over the next 3 weeks. Most of the issues are the same as when they gave marching orders last April to a 37-member committee. One topic is balancing student populations that consolidated in College Station high schools in order to stay in the same UIL classification. Board member Carol Barrett has heard from some concerned about underutilizing Consolid. At the same time, there's consideration of expanding College Station High School.
Because there is a lot of savings, I know, with us all being in the same UIL district. We've really seen that in the last year. Then we need to see that and put that forth so that the public can see that as well and being transparent in the fact that we are being cognizant of their tax dollars.
The board also wants to review whether the district has the bond capacity to ask voters to build an addition at College Station High School and down the road a third high school. Administrators are also asked to look into the impact of sending all consolidated middle school students to consolidated high instead of 84%. And all students going to the new third middle school to College Station High instead of 82%. The student body at College Station Middle School would be split 50-50 instead of 52-48 as currently recommended. Last night was the first discussion by the board because only 3 members attended committee meetings in order to keep them private. The board had no reaction to the committee's amended recommendation that would allow this year's freshmen to be grandfathered if they wanted to stay at their current high school. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A special meeting of the Bryan City Council last night wrapped up the 2017 fiscal year budget by ratifying the tax rate, which remains unchanged from last year. And before that, the roll call vote on the tax rate ordinance.
Councilmember Simek? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes. Councilmember Hardiman?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Pena?
Yes.
Councilmember Sons?
Aye.
Mayor Bayinski? Aye. Demoted myself.
Mike Sutherland was absent, according to Al Signs, because of surgery. Mayor Jason Bayinski is Scott's guest later this morning on the Infomaniacs. The manager of College Station Sigma Nu Fraternity House is one of the 2 latest members arrested on drug charges after a roommate died last month following a party. According to the arrest report, the room occupied by 20-year-old Aaron Spring of Missouri City had 8 different kinds of illegal drugs. In 4 glass jars were psychedelic mushrooms. Inside a locked carrying case was marijuana, Adderall, Alprazolam, ecstasy, and cocaine residue. 2 drawers of a dresser contained more marijuana and ecstasy and DMT, along with baggie containing 1,000 empty capsules. Inside a freezer was a sheet of THC dabs. And a backpack on the floor contained $1 through $20 bills totaling just over $1,000. Spring is out of jail after posting bond, as is 21-year-old Thomas Amitiero of College Station, who was arrested after detectives found a bottle of prescription pills used to treat attention deficit disorder. CSPD are still looking for 4 more Sigma Nu members on drug charges following the death of Anton Gridnev. A Bryan man remains in jail following a robbery at a Walgreens last weekend where two employees were injured trying to stop him. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 49-year-old William Boone stepped in front of a customer checking out at the 29th in Briarcrest Walgreens Saturday night to take money out of an open cash register drawer. The checkout clerk was taken to the hospital for treatment of an injured shoulder and rib cage. The coworker did not require treatment after struggling with the suspect. Boone was found about 1 hour later inside the Raceway convenience store next to the Bryan post office. He was taken into custody following a struggle with three officers. Most of the $45 that was taken from Walgreens was recovered. In addition to the robbery arrest, Boone is also being held for violating parole from an undisclosed prior offense. A nationwide search is underway to identify a young girl whose decomposing remains were found in Madison County along the Interstate 45 service road. The Associated Press reports a rancher mowing his pasture found a container that appeared to have been dumped several months ago. Inside the container were the remains of a 2 to 5 year old girl with black hair more than a foot long. According to the Madison County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, preliminary autopsy results showed signs of underdevelopment of the victim's body, and there was a medical apparatus inside the body that is commonly used for tube feeding, leading to the belief that the child had a medical history. The death has been ruled a homicide. Singer-songwriter Ray LaMontagne has canceled a concert at the University of Texas's Bass Concert Hall that was scheduled for tomorrow night because the state's new concealed carry law allows handguns to be brought inside. A university statement said school officials regret the cancellation but respect his decision. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 74 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
You're invited to the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy! Find new roads.
Stock number 585-09, 55425, MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit, TTNL Extra, expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Abundant sunshine yet again today. It's going to be a warm one. Temperatures will make their way up to about 95 degrees this afternoon. We have clear weather in the forecast for tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. First day of fall is tomorrow. Lots of sunshine and still rather warm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 70 to 75. It's going to be partly sunny Friday. There could be an afternoon shower or storm. Highs Friday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor recaps the Ags weekly press conference in your Aggie football report. In the MLB, both Texas teams were victorious, with the Astros besting the A's and the Rangers taking down the Angels. And for the Cowboys, Randy Gregory will be out for 14 games due to another substance abuse violation. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
That's, I'm watching this this show called Last Chance U.
Okay.
Which is about this little bitty community college in Mississippi, where it's basically the last chance for kids who have been in big programs and gotten kicked off the teams or sent packing. They go back over there to try to reestablish their cred, so to speak.
Right.
And the quarterback who played for Auburn in the A&M game at the end, that little water bug that they had, kid's name is Franklin, I think. He came from that junior college.
Okay.
Oh. As did Chad Kelly, who's the quarterback at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting.
So true story show?
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
It's a documentary.
Like a documentary.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
They just roll cameras. But the disquieting thing about it is these kids can't spell cat if you spot them the C and the A.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and yet they get to play football.
Yeah.
And they get to play at Division I schools. And, you know, when I was talking to Cliff Howard about this, it was a big deal back when Dexter Manley said, I got out of college and didn't know how to read.
Wow.
Yeah. In the NFL. Mm-hmm. Now it's clear that there's a whole bunch of them out there. And Chelsea, I know you have, because I have, interviewed people. And after you finish, you went, wow.
Yeah.
And this is a tremendous concentration of them.
Right.
And that's why when you come across a person like Myles Garrett, who is such an interesting person,
mm-hmm.
and so, so very different off the football field. And there are a lot who are in between, but that show talks about these kids who just, man, they got no business being out there on the football field because they're sure not in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and I went to Blinn for 2 years in Brenham on a volleyball scholarship, and there were a lot of football and basketball players that went and came from bigger programs because of whatever, off-field troubles,
right.
Or, you know. But for the, I mean, I never met someone who I thought, wow, how were you in college?
Yeah.
Like, it was still very much, you know, we were still expected to do so well in the classroom. Even though in 80, 90% of the students on that campus are athletes, because most of the ones who just want to be students come to the Bryan campus.
Right.
And so there were a lot of us, and it wasn't a big campus, obviously. I think I actually downgraded from my high school, the size of my high school.
Uh-huh.
But I never felt like there was people there who shouldn't be. But kind of that second chance mentality, Blinn was definitely a stepping stone to either go to the next big athletic program or guys like Cam Newton got in trouble at their, you know, at their bigger school and needed a place to go for a year or two and won a national championship and look where he is now.
It's interesting.
That is interesting.
And disquieting at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Wells Fargo's not where you want to be. You don't want to be in their shoes right now.
No. Nope.
Scandal which pretty well reaches back to at least 2011. Lawmakers from the Senate Banking Committee looking for some answers from the CEO of Wells Fargo yesterday in the wake of their $185 million settlement for illegal and unethical financial practices.
Whew.
Hundreds of thousands of unauthorized bank accounts and credit cards were opened without the knowledge and authorization of customers in an effort to boost sales figures and revenue. Committee's ranking member is Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, openly accused the upper management of basically fostering an atmosphere where there was high pressure, that you had sales numbers that you had to make or you were going to be shown the door.
This is 5,300 employees. Wells Fargo calls them team members. 5,300 team members forging signatures stealing identities, social security numbers, and customers' hard-earned cash so as to hang on to their low-paying jobs and make money for the high-paid executives at Wells Fargo. And they did it for at least 5 years.
You know, and there's the CEO who's gotten stock options worth about $200 million during the time that this was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The person who was in charge of that division got a golden parachute to get out. Hello?
Hey, all those athletes are talking about that really can't, don't have any business being in college.
Yeah.
All have high school diplomas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we can backtrack on that one, too, mm-hmm. Right. But one of the things that they said in the hearing yesterday, a senator said, if a teller takes a handful of 20s and puts them in their pocket, they're gone.
Sure.
And probably end up with some sort of a doing time or at least charges against mm-hmm. them. And here, the management of this organization, basically knowing that that's going on and taking gigantic bonuses.
It's like the same thing.
I cannot imagine that they and I guess, well, you can't. I don't know how you could force that guy to give back that $200 million in stock options.
Right.
But it would seem like the right and fair thing to do.
Well, and what's worse too is that apparently the CEO tried to pawn it off on the lower level employees,
yeah.
And they were kind of just telling them, "No, actually, you can't do that. This was you who did this. You know, yeah. This was you guys."
And I have friends who work for Wells Fargo here, and I feel really, really sorry for them because this whole pal is over the entire company,
right?
And it ends up affecting they're going to work every day.
Everyone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
5 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah, at least 5 years.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's not good news. Let's see what. How about we won't even talk about those two people running for president
okay.
today?
Good.
Texas Tribune has an interesting story this morning that the 8 largest school districts in Texas are now run by Latino superintendents.
Oh. Wow.
The 8 largest and half of the top 20, which is interesting, but shouldn't be surprising when you consider the growth of the the Latino population.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be that way. And there's certainly nothing wrong with your superintendent being the face of what your school district is.
Yeah.
But I thought that it was interesting now that they have a Latino has taken over in Houston. The top 8, in case you didn't know, are Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, Fort Worth, El Paso, Arlington, and Corpus Christi. There you go. All right, 647.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 24th, learn all about fall vegetable gardening. The return of cooler temperatures makes it easy to get your hands dirty and grow some tasty vegetables. We'll cover which vegetables are best suited and how to protect them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Mention gray plants to most Texans and they'll think first of Texas sage, Leucophyllum frutescens. That's the gray leaf shrub that produces lavender blooms 2 or 3 days after a summer's rain. It's a native Texas plant and it's certainly well adapted in many parts of the state, but there's so many other fine plants whose resumes also read gray. I'll be back with details, the glorious shades of gray, after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in 4 sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door and window, windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sunshine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. The very best of our silverleaf plants are perennials, and there are many of them. Artemisias come to mind first. There are four or five common artemisias, and all of them are gray. Common wormwood is an old type, producing woody stems to 24 to 30 inches tall. Keep it sheared to keep it compact. It has a wonderful texture, and it stands both our cold and blazing hot sun perfectly. Silver King Artemisia grows to about 30 inches tall, but you're going to have to keep it sheared to keep it from sprawling all over your garden. Silver Mound is the smallest, growing only 12 inches tall and wide. Give it perfect drainage and afternoon shade, and you may be able to keep it alive during the heat of the summer. Most times, however, it's going to give up and play out. Best of the bunch, however, is a comparative newcomer called Powis Castle, P-O-W-I-S-C-A-S-T-L-E. It's a frilly little thing that grows somewhat like wormwood. It's one of our very best gray perennials in Texas today. It requires very little management. All it asks is full sun, heat, and moisture, and we can provide all of those. Dusty Millers come in several different leaf shapes and sizes. From a management standpoint, the large-leafed, coarse-textured types grow best. They remain full the longest. They're best treated as annuals, even though many folks expect them to hang on almost forever. There are many different herbal sages that you might consider for your gray foliage. Some are large-leafed, others have small leaves. Some have a purplish tint to their leaves, and others are simply gray. There's truly a sage for any garden, any look. They get 12 to 18 inches tall, depending on the type. Several of the yarrows have gray-green leaves. They're also texturally interesting with their highly incised ferny leaves. The plants are topped with flattened clusters of yellow, red, pink, white, or orchid flowers. These, too, stand the heat really well. Sedums come in all shades and shapes. Most types are succulent. Many produce gray leaves. Some will have very tiny leaves, while others are large and rounded. Some trail, while others are rounded. Some have showy flowers, others do not. Ask your nurseryman for the best sedums for your specific landscaping goals. Lamb's ear is botanically Stachys byzantina. Horticulturally, it's an extremely soft-leaf plant that you can use as a gray ground cover. It's beautiful. Gray Santalina is good, and there are pinks, the perennial and annual carnations that have gray foliage as well. Taming a Texas Fence. In our next program, I'm Neil Sperry. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. It'll be a big game for the Aggs against Arkansas in Arlington on September 24th. And with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, 10th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football held its weekly press conference yesterday at Kyle Field. The Maroon and White, of course, are 3-0 on the young season and coming off a big 29-16 win over Auburn. But despite that victory, they were just 2-15 on third downs and 2-5 crossing the goal line in the red zone, something not lost on offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni.
Hold on, that's the Red Zone Corporation. I had a call into them. Sam got it.
Now, in all seriousness, Mazzoni did say the offense has got to get better on third down and at the goal line.
You know, historically, we've always been a good off red zone offense. Over the last 5 or 6 years, I think, you know, we're always top, you know, in the top 15, top 20 in the country in red zone. So for us to go down there and have the ball five times inside the 20 and come away with one touchdown is, like, ridiculous. Okay? So a lot of things. One is I've got to do a better – I got to have a better plan. You know, as coaches, we got to put our kids in the right position, and we got to do a better job in working that and repping it and have them a good, solid plan. The other thing is then your kids have to execute.
Mazzoni and the Aggs will look to improve this Saturday when they take on 17th-ranked Arkansas at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In other college football news, acting Baylor football coach Jim Grobe says he wouldn't know former defensive end Sean Oakman if Oakman walked into the same room. Grobe was asked about Oakman's presence at Baylor's last game. Oakman was indicted in July on a charge he sexually assaulted a woman earlier this year. In Major League Baseball,
high and deep out into center field. Trout going back, giving up on it, because it's gone. It's way out of here. How about that shot off the bat of Nomar Mazara?
Rookie Nomar Mazara hit his 20th homer in another testy game with multiple ejections, and the Texas Rangers moved closer to their second consecutive AL West title by beating the Los Angeles Angels 5-4 on Tuesday night. Texas cut its magic number to 2 to clinch the 7th division title in franchise history. The Rangers take on the Angels in Arlington at 7:05 tonight, looking to sweep the series. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Oakland,
2-1, and Springer grounds it past the dive of Wendell and into right center. Kemp can walk home. George Springer gives the Astros a 2-1 lead with an RBI single in the top of the 10th.
George Springer hit a go-ahead single in the top of the 10th inning, and the Houston Astros beat the Oakland Athletics 2-1 on Tuesday. Tony Kemp, who tied it with a pinch-hit double in the 7th, got things going with a leadoff double against Sean Doolittle. Chris Davinsky struck out 4 in 3 2/3 innings of relief for the win. The Astros look for a sweep as well today at 2:35 p.m. in Oakland. In the NFL, Jimmy Garoppolo was a limited participant in practice Tuesday as he continues to recover from a right shoulder injury he sustained late in the first half of New England's win over the Miami Dolphins last week. The third-year quarterback sat out practice on Monday. The Patriots have yet to add another quarterback to their roster, increasing the possibility that rookie Jacoby Brissett could make his first career start against Houston if Garoppolo can't go. The Texans take on the Patriots tomorrow for Thursday Night Football at 7:25, pregame's at 6:55, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also in the NFL, suspended Dallas defensive end Randy Gregory has dropped an appeal on another substance abuse violation and now faces a 10-game ban on top of the 4 games he will already miss. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said Tuesday on his radio show that the NFL Players Association wouldn't support Gregory's appeal, making it pointless to pursue. Without Gregory, the Cowboys take on the Bears Sunday, September 25th at Jerry World at 7:30. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in Toronto, the United States has been eliminated from title contention in the World Cup of Hockey with a 4-2 loss to Canada. Matt Duchene scored twice in the first period before Patrice Bergeron tallied midway through the second to put the Canadians ahead 4-1. Carey Price stopped 34 shots for Canada, which improved to 2-0 in the tournament and dropped the Americans to 0-2 with one game remaining. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride Shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Fast internet speeds, you'll get them from Suddenlink. How fast? Well, speeds up to 33 times faster than DSL. That means for you, you can get fast movie, TV, app downloads. I mean, just in the blink of an eye, it can be done. If you want to stop by and see them at Suddenlink, 4414 East 29th Street in Bryan, they'll be glad to sign you up. You can get 50 meg internet for just $39 a month. Make the switch right now. The other thing you could do is you could call them if you wanted to, 1-877-694-9474, or you can just visit the website, suddenlink.com, to get more information. And don't forget to ask about the unlimited data plans that they have. So you get the incredible speed, you get unlimited data, and a great deal. 50 meg internet for just $39 a month from Suddenlink. So call them at 877-694-9474. Stop by the store and see them on East 29th Street or go to suddenlink.com. And we didn't have time today to talk about the on-demand movies. There are new ones coming out every week, and you can find them right there at Suddenlink. Again, the number to call is 694-9474 or go to suddenlink.com.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.